General Haig.
Hello.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Anything new?
No, except we've had a complication with DeBrinan. He got a new car today and left at 2 o'clock. Has not come back yet, although he was due back at 5:30. And nobody can contact him because he has no radio in his car.
Mm-hmm.
The only other thing I could do is have the FBI chase him down. I don't think that's a good idea.
No. Why don't you just do it with the other fellow? Or do you think you should wait?
Back in Moscow, Vorontsov.
Well, he'll get in, or what do you think? You just gotta wait it out?
Just wait it out. I don't dare deal with some underling on it.
No. It's too important. I think it should be DeBrinan, and in any event, you set the message off to the other people, and we'll get to DeBrinan.
I'll get him tonight.
You'll get him before. Right. All right. I had one thought. It occurred to me that McGovern thing, probably they ought to be taken on by some of our people, in the sense that he's trying to sabotage the peace negotiations. What do you think? That's a very shocking statement, you know.
Oh, it is. Well, he just had a slew of them on that TV thing, but that's the most atrocious.
But he said that we were going to sink Q for the purpose of making an election settlement, huh?
That's right.
Isn't that something?
I think Colson and company can handle this. I'd like to.
Why don't you chat with them about it in the morning, and, you know, when you thought about it, and
right.
let them give him a few kicks in the ass about it. The public relations on this, of course, is important. The expectations naturally will have been built up. But Henry's coming back here will give us a chance to think about it. Now, did you get him so he could be in, won't be in at 6, I trust?
Yes, sir. He'll be arriving about 11.
Mm-hmm. When I get back from New York, I'll have a talk with him, and at least just a very preliminary talk. But if you could sort of talk to him first, it'd be a good idea.
Right, sir. I will.
And
I'm sure we'll have lots of traffic from him tomorrow and lots of ideas, but...
Sure. And then what is your feeling as to when he would be, if the schedule works out, he would be going back to Paris within...
I would think about... to get their number one back, they need about 3 to 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say probably the end of next week.
Mm-hmm. You mean the end of this week?
Of this week, that's right. The soonest. That's the soonest.
I wouldn't want it. I mean,
the longer we get,
that's right,
the better.
That's right. And particularly if we give them the private assurances that we're not delaying, we're just trying to get the time to work out the settlement.
Exactly.
As usual, we've had a lot of others like this. They're all quite tenuous, but we can handle it.
Well, yeah,
we can handle it.
This is the tough
thing. The main thing is not to make the wrong jump simply because of emotional reactions to what this or that or the other one does. Because, good God, I mean, we're not going to flush everything we've done. I mean, Cambodia, Laos, May 8th, and then like Henry running to Hanoi or stopping the bombing or something. Good God.
No.
I mean, that'd ruin the whole thing.
That's right.
No, we're not going to do it.
We're not here because they're in good shape. They're on their knees and they wouldn't
be
here.
That's right. And that means we'll be reasonable, but we're not going to be rushed into something. We're not going to be. And they were trying to rush us by leaking this thing out.
Of course they were. That's exactly what they were doing.
And that's what I would. That's the first thing you'll have to rein it on. Okay, fine.
All right, Mr. President.
And Rogers didn't have any thoughts, did he?
No, I talked to him again later this afternoon, and he's, I think tomorrow we'll probably get together and give him a rundown of some of the
Hussein
John, read some of these cables.
All right, right.
Bunker.
Well, don't, let's be sure you don't get him, keep him from it, but be sure you hit hard with him. If necessary, I won't be here tomorrow, unfortunately. I'm going to New York, but be sure that he is on board with not having any leaks out, cracking two, and so forth.
He is. In fact, he feels very strongly about it. I talked to him, and
he's
totally on our wavelength on this.
He understands that.
Absolutely.
How about the bombing hall? Did you mention that?
I mentioned that Henry had mentioned. He said, oh, God, he said this would be the worst thing we could do.
Good.
So he's a
good person. Good. And then I think that he can play the game, and then we'll have to get Henry calmed down when he gets here. Okay?
Right, sir.
Thank you.
Good.